How'd you feel like you're pitching out there tonight?
It was a hot one today. A little more sweaty than usual, especially from the West Coast trip. But all in all, this was a great team win. Gunnar Henderson, what else can I say? Fuji coming in, doing what he does. Praying for Bautista, whatever he's got going on. Don't know what that is, but, and then Danny being able to come in and throw one pitch and get us the win. This is what our team looks like. We pick each other up when we need to, and the team definitely did that tonight.
Was it nice to be efficient, make it through six, and have a good sixth inning as well to kind of cap it off well?
I think a lot of the innings early, past two starts has probably been due to pitch count. More so than anything else. So it was nice to get out in that six, and definitely had more in the tank to go a little bit further if I needed to. So definitely feel really good. Leadoff guy getting on was probably the story of the outing there. And just happened three or four times in the outing. So take note of that and just try to limit the damage early and just make the adjustments.
Mentally, do you get a little bit fatigued when you get an at bat like that, 12 pitches?
No. I mean, I think the slight delay in that last pitch was a little, time, because I felt locked in there. He had two blue pits over the shortstop and was really trying to get him to swing through a changeup, and he just fouled off a couple pitches. So all in all, I think the execution was still there. It's just a matter of just trying to finish the pitch.
I know you don't have any official word or anything like that, but when Gunnar hits the home run, all the momentum switch, and then you see him have to come off the field like that. What's the sense of emotion there?
I mean, he's been our closer all year. He's been electric for us. I know the fans love him, and you want one of your best guys to still, be pitching for you. So hopefully it's nothing negative, and maybe just needs a little bit of time. But I don't know what's going to happen. Don't know what to expect, so just praying for him, and that's the biggest thing and all we can do right now. But that's, he's been huge for us, and honestly, he'd have my Cy Young vote. Like, he's been that good. I mean, Bradish, same conversation. So it's been a lot of fun to have him, so hopefully he comes back solid.